Live.com.
Free Talk Live, toll free. You take control. Bring up anything political, personal, even pop culture, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is the Thursday night edition of the show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And again, bring up whatever's on your mind. Of course, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can check out the archive. So if you missed a moment of the show, you can get the entire last 6 days right on the front page. In fact, the archives go even further back than 6 days now, thanks to the good folks over at downloadradio.org, who are hosting our archives all the way back till March 1st of this year, which is fantastic because it's free.
Yep.
Unlike the rest of those talk radio shows out there, we charge you nothing.
For anything. Everything's free.
Everything at freetalklive.com is absolutely free. So be sure you go and check that out. And as you're scrolling through the archives, you can also find a couple of voting links. Since we do give you everything for free, we just ask that you take a moment and vote for the show at great sites like podcastpickle.com, where we're the number one podcast, according to Podcast Pickle. So,
awesome.
So freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can just go to freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Now, we were talking about Star Wars last night.
We were.
And of course, I mean, we have to talk about Star Wars. It's a
it's
cultural
huge.
Phenomenon. In America, and I think probably around the world as well. And in case you didn't know, today, I guess, is the release date for Star Wars. I went out last night, finally left the house, which is unusual.
Doesn't happen too often.
No, it doesn't happen, but I did. I had the opportunity. Johnson gave me the opportunity to... he had already acquired the tickets, so I didn't have to go through any effort to get the tickets. I didn't have to wait in any lines. I just went up to the the courtesy counter, told them my name, they gave me my ticket, and I went in.
Excellent.
They actually checked my bag, though, as I
really?
Went in. I had Jackie, my fiance, gave me this little tote bag with popcorn and... Chex Mix, and just all kinds
right,
of good
right.
stuff. She really hooked me up, and so that way I didn't have to buy any crap at the theater.
Cause exactly. Just,
it was really interesting. The lines, when I got there, the movie started at midnight, and I got there probably at about 11:45, so everybody was already in the theater at that point. So there was no
right.
lines out front. I just walked right in. There was some significant lines at the snack counter, so that would have been a huge hassle. If I'd had to go through that. But I didn't really get a good feeling for how many people were actually at this movie. Because there were multiple screens, of course, that were showing
right.
it. I didn't really get a good feeling for it until afterwards. Because they started all of the movies at the same time. Now, you used to work in the theater business.
I did.
You know that if you've got different movies, if you've got movies, you usually stagger them by 15 or 10 minutes.
That's right.
You know, that way you can
depending
run around
on,
and
depending
start
on
the
how
reels.
Many... prints you have. You can
right.
run two theaters off of one print.
Huh.
It's quite painful, and it messes up a lot.
Okay. Well, I mean, it gives the theater time to run around and operate things,
right.
and you got the projectionist in one theater, then he moves to the next one 15 minutes later and does his job there. But they started them all at the same time in this particular case, which meant they all ended at the exact same time.
So
that's when I finally got a good feeling for how many people really were attending this event.
Right.
And it was tremendous. There were a lot of people. I'd never seen so many people in a movie theater before. I've seen crowds. I have.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This was amazing.
About what percentage would you say were dressed up as their famous Star Wars character?
Really?
I
would say, first of all, I didn't see any famous characters at all.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't see the entire crowd, obviously. I was standing there for a few minutes as people passed by. There was a guy that was dressed up as a vampire. There was all kinds of people dressed up as things that were not Star Wars related. I would say there were more... not non-Star Wars costumes than there were Star Wars costumes.
Now, what's the point of that?
I don't know.
I can't wait to go to Star Wars tonight and dress up like a pumpkin.
I don't get it personally, but there were people like that. And then there was maybe, I noticed maybe two people with Star Wars garb on.
Peculiar.
I mean, there had to be more than that. It just was what I noticed. Anyway, there was a bunch of people, and they all were, of course, filtering out at the same time. But it wasn't as bad as it could have been. The parking situation wasn't hell, so it was manageable. But as far as the actual picture goes, as I was going in, as I showed my ticket to go in, I, of course, had my little, my man purse, if you will. little
the
bike
man bag.
Yeah. And so the ticket guy wanted to look inside it, and he told me it was just to check for, I thought he was going to confiscate my popcorn or something. But it was actually just to check for a video camera. That's what he told me. And that's good. You know, they're trying to crack down on the piracy thing. But unfortunately, despite their best efforts, according to ABC News, within hours of its world premiere, Star Wars and ABC News investigation found counterfeit versions could be bought on the streets of New York City and downloaded off the internet for free.
Would you expect any less?
No, not at all. Studio executives, but wait until we get to the quote from the Motion Picture Association of America president, just the threats that this guy is laying out there. Anyway, studio executives had feared, and internet analysts predicted that exactly this would happen. And how could this not happen? Zini Jardin, a contributing writer to Wired magazine, said, "I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. A lot of people were expecting this, and there were actually internet betting pools as to exactly how fast this would happen. Because in most cases, movies show up a few days before they're released in theaters. And that's usually because they come from different sources. They come from people that get their hands on screeners, which are DVDs or VHS copies of the film that the movie companies send out. And they copy the movie from the screener directly into their computers. Or they could also come from people that are kind of on the inside at a movie theater. One of the managers or one of the projectionists or something who... the movie theaters obviously don't get the reels on the exact same day of release. I mean, for the most part, would you say that that's the case? Don't you usually have...
About two or three days beforehand.
Two or three days? Is that how many it is? So there you go. You get the reels coming in two or three days beforehand. That means if somebody was dedicated enough, they could set it up, run the film, tape it, and put that on the internet. So usually they're out a few days early. In this case, it was just a matter of hours after the movie's release. There is no better, according to Dan Glickman, the president and CEO of the Motion Picture Association of America. The internet copy of the final installment of the Star Wars saga, Revenge of the Sith, showed up on BitTorrent, a popular file-sharing site used by thousands every day. This, which of course is totally inaccurate. That's just bad reporting. BitTorrent is not a website.
No, it's
BitTorrent
not.
Is
it's a program.
Right. It's a protocol, actually. There are several different BitTorrent programs, and there is no one website that you go to acquire it. Anyway, Mr. Glickman said, quote, "There's no better example of how theft dims the magic of the movies for everyone than this report today regarding BitTorrent providing users with illegal copies of Revenge of the Sith. My message to illegal file swappers everywhere is plain and simple. You are stealing. It is wrong, and you are not anonymous. In short, you can click, but you can't hide." Is somebody writing that for him? Was that just like out of a bad B movie or something? Because, come on,
that's
dude.
Classic.
First of all, BitTorrent did not provide any users with any illegal copies of Revenge of the Sith. Individuals provided those copies.
That's right.
People who ripped the movie from, as I explained earlier, the actual film itself, or from a screener. Those are the people who took the steps to putting that movie on their computer and offering it up on the internet via the BitTorrent protocol.
Yes.
And then other individuals, having also the BitTorrent protocol, found out where those movies were, and they connected to them and downloaded them. There's no piece of software out there that's just serving up movies to everybody that wants them. No, you have to go through several steps to get your hands on these things. And to suggest that just these threats are just a little bit unsettling to me. You can click, but you can't hide.
We're going to hunt you down like the dogs you are.
Yeah. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to put us in jail? I mean, when I say us, it's not like I went and saw... I did not download Star Wars. I don't want to make it sound like I'm one of those people. I went and paid for the movie last night.
Right.
But are you going to put the pirates in jail? Is that what we're going to be locked up for next? We got pirates and marijuana smokers sitting in prison, rotting. What do you think? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever issue you want, personal, political, anything that's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've sent us their photos. And if you're a woman listening to the show, we'd like to include you on our shrine.
Absolutely.
We'd prefer that you send us a what we call a validated picture, though. And you can email it to us at ftl@freetalklive.com. The validated picture means that you're proving in your photograph that you listen to Free Talk Live. Now, usually that means that you're holding a sign that says Free Talk Live on it, or I love Manwich, or Jason's the best. Or something.
No, there aren't going to be any of those.
You never know. You never know. You may have your fans out there. 800-259-9231. We've been talking about Star Wars, of course, a cultural phenomenon around the world, especially in America. I had the opportunity to go see it first thing last night, and I did because it was convenient. I had the ticket already set for me, and I just had to walk in. And we'll get into what I thought of the movie here in a little bit. But we're just kind of focusing on the piracy aspect of this whole thing. Because the news is reporting today, it's one of the headline stories on ABC News, that the pirates have released Star Wars on the internet. It's being sold in Chinatown for $5.
Sulfur's now being rained upon from the heavens.
Yeah, the world is ending. They've pirated Star Wars, and the president of the Motion Picture Association is just laying out threats against pirates, saying you can click, but you can't hide. Just cheesy crap like that.
Pathetic. Hopefully empty threats.
Suggesting that he's going to, what, put pirates in prison for copying movies? Please! And to suggest that this is somehow going to hurt the bottom line of Star Wars is totally asinine.
To think that some Star Wars fan is going to be sitting at home and download the movie and not go see it in the theater? Preposterous.
I don't know. Let's go to Paul in Austin, Texas. We'll get back to Star Wars here. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Quite
excellent,
well, Paul.
Have you seen Star Wars yet?
Oh, no, not yet.
Are you a fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
good to hear.
I'm one of the very few that have liked them all.
Really?
Really?
Oh, even
yeah.
Episode
like
one? Phantom Menace?
Oh, yeah. It was great fun. I mean, I don't need to go to church about Star Wars. I don't care if it had some goofy issues.
Fair enough.
It was great fun.
Fair enough. So what's on your mind tonight, Paul?
I listen on podcasts, so I didn't pick up this one. I might as well pour some gasoline on the fire here. Well, not necessarily from your point of view. The one thing that music industry and the record industry has to realize is that ultimately it's just those people that are involved in creating content that need to be compensated. There isn't any need for a distribution medium like the studios have been and the record companies have been. There doesn't need to be a marketing organization the way the record companies have been and the movie studios have been. And
well, I think we're going to agree on this one, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I mean, this is gas on the fire in general. Well, not with you guys.
How do you envision movies being distributed without the Motion Picture Association or without the typical industry methods?
Well, you know, once you've got bandwidth high enough to distribute high quality video via broadband, you just don't need someone to ship a canister. You don't, you know, I mean, it's artificial now. I mean, it's all.
I agree with that, and I'd be the first person who would be willing to lay down a couple of bucks to be able to watch a movie and, you know, in my own home on release day. You know, if we could actually, if they released Star Wars Episode 7 or whatever 5 years from 5 years from now, and you could pay $2 and watch it on your home television without having to leave at all and have like an instantaneous download of the film, I'd be the first person to jump on a technology like that. But I think there's also still an appeal for a big screen. I think there's also still an appeal for a movie theater.
There's no substitute for seeing a movie in a theater, a quality theater.
There isn't now, but I mean, eventually you're going to have biological LCD screens, you know, the bio illuminescent screens.
Sure, but it's going to be a long, long time before that kind of technology gets into the hands of the masses, though, Paul.
Nah. You know, you'd say the same thing about, you know, gig drives. You know, in 1992...
Paul, you have to remember, you have to always remember, drives, when you're talking about technology, you can't live in the technological bubble. It's easy to. It's easy to assume that because you're on broadband, everyone else must have broadband, or because you use computers, everyone else must use computers. But the fact is, I think there's a good solid 50 or 40% of the people in this country that don't have computers. About 80%, I think it's up from 50%, but about 80% has access to the internet. But of those 80%, only a small amount of them access it on a daily basis. Most of those 80% are just occasional users. So for the most part, the adoption of these technologies by the masses is very slow. And when I was working at Kmart in the late 90s, we were still selling audio cassettes.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But you know, here's the deal, because I think you misunderstand me. I was talking about the
screen. Wouldn't be the first time, Paul. What?
I was talking about the screen that you buy. You know, the bioluminescent screens, you just print out plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get to the point where you can put in a big screen TV in the home for about $100, I'm sorry, everybody's going to have that.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree completely.
And that's on the horizon. And
it is on the horizon, but I don't see it in the next 10 years.
Well, you know, that's just a matter. That's just a question of whether they invented it.
It's coming down, but you still, really, prices haven't really dropped drastically. You can still buy crappy 13-inch CRT tube sets with a little VHS deck underneath them.
Yeah, but 2005 was the first year you could buy a product with a bioluminescent screen.
And there will be other competing technologies. I mean, DLP, LCD, all kinds of stuff out there. And
right.
That is all the competing technologies are driving the prices down. I mean, nowadays you can get a 50-inch screen, DLP, which is really nice quality graphics. You can get that for $2,000, $2,500 at the most, which is that's pretty good.
Well, let's just forget about time frames and just point out that at some point you're going to have that wonderful experience for just very few dollars at home.
Absolutely.
At some point, you're going to have, access to just enormous amounts of data at almost no cost and reproducible in the home.
And I agree with you completely. I'm looking forward to that.
And so what a record company is going to do when you can take all of human history's recordings and you can fit them on one piece of plastic and that can be copied at home. What are they going to do?
They're doing what they're doing right now, and they're in their death throes, basically. This is them lashing out, and they're trying to grab as much money as possible in these last years of their lifespan, because change happens whether they like it or not. Technology is furthering and fostering this change, and they're going to either have to adapt or they're going to die off. Those are their only two choices, and it appears that they're not really willing to adapt.
And it's already happened. I mean, you had people called computers, and they were employed to compute. Nobody talks about people who are computers anymore. So, you know,
Paul, it's fun to agree with you from time to time. Call in and disagree with us some other time. We got to go, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Good one. Good point. So, I agree. This technology is coming down the pipe. It's getting cheaper. Competition is the wonderful thing, of course, that is making that happen. Can you imagine if the government was manufacturing our television sets?
Oh.
Free Talk Live. More on the way.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free, you take control. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
The Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Friday. From 8 till 10 Eastern. Saturday, we've got a live show as well from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. Of course, you can always go to freetalklive.com and sign up for our update service. Whenever there's something that we need to announce about the show, we'll send you an email, and you'll be one of the first people to know. It's, of course, another free feature that you will find at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Star Wars. Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. It is in theaters right now.
They're not sponsoring. In case you've been hiding in a cave.
Right. They're not sponsoring the show or anything like that. I just happened to have the opportunity to go see it last night. So I said, sure. I'm not a huge... I want to preface all this. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I never had any toys as a kid.
You didn't have any Star Wars toys?
No, I didn't.
What kind of kid were you?
I had Transformers.
Oh.
So I saw the movies. I can't say I've really seen... Revenge of the Jedi, or Return of the Jedi. That's what it was.
I can't believe this is how bad of a fan.
I'm not a fan at all. But I've enjoyed them. I've enjoyed the movies, and I didn't really care for Phantom Menace that much. I liked the second one,
Attack of the Clones.
I thought that was fun. That was a fun movie. There was more violence in that one.
It was decent.
Yes, it was entertaining.
Yes.
It was entertaining, whereas Phantom Menace was irritating. To me.
Yes. Phantom Menace was supremely irritating.
Right.
What with the pod races and Jar Jar.
All of the, in Episode 3, all of the kid stuff has pretty much been wiped out.
It should be.
Yeah. Jar Jar makes two appearances and he doesn't even speak.
Great.
In this movie. And the appearances are very, very short. The movie was excellent. I was impressed. I thought it was I thought it was going to be the best of the three, and it was. And one of the really cool things about it, of course, we're on Free Talk Live here. One of the cool things was it was a very libertarian. It had some very libertarian themes to it.
No kidding.
Which is what they've kind of had over time. Politicians are evil. Politicians abuse their power.
Right.
Which were some definite libertarian themes. And then there was even just some specific lifting from reality. Now, I don't know if George Lucas, he claims that he wrote the ideas for this movie back in the 70s. But the parallels between it and today's American situation, today's situation here in the United States, are pretty striking. At one point in the film, Anakin, Darth Vader, says, "If you're not with me, you're my enemy."
Hmm.
Does that remind you of anybody?
Somebody said that. Some commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name's George Bush.
Yeah.
George W. Bush. He said that shortly after the 9/11 attacks.
That's right.
You're either with us or you're against
us.
It's the same. It was the exact same line, and it was very poignant the way it was used in the film. It just, again, I don't know if he was inspired by George Bush or if George Bush was inspired by Star Wars or just was a total coincidence that they both had that same mindset. But that's, and then later on, in relation to that statement, either if you're not with me, you're my enemy. Somebody else says, "Well, only Sith lords speak in absolutes like that." And so, basically,
that's
the
hilarious.
Suggestion is George Bush is a Sith lord. I think
he is way too impotent to be a Sith lord.
Yeah. The other one, the other great line, one of the I probably would say one of the best lines and most poignant scenes politically in the movie. Obviously, there are much more plot-based poignant scenes. But as far as political points, there's one scene where the Emperor takes over. And he says, "We shall change into the first galactic empire for a safe and secure society." And he's in that big Senate chamber with all the seats. And the whole place just erupts with applause. Everybody's just applauding that statement. And then Senator Amidala says, "So this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause." And I just thought that was a great quote.
That is a great line.
Because it exemplifies what's happening in this country. We've got this big government that is just passing new laws all the time. And if we get a chance, we'll touch on some of them tonight with the FBI possibly being given even more secret searching power and more extrajudicial power. They don't have to ask for warrants anymore, that sort of thing. I mean, there's all kinds of anti-freedom stuff that's coming down in this country, and it's been happening at an increased clip ever since September 11, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
All of these destructions of our liberties that are going on with virtual fanfare, with a 100-0 vote 2 weeks ago, or last week, for the Real ID Act. That's what I would call a fanfare.
Absolutely. 100-0. Unanimous. Of course, it was tacked on to that, I think it was $82 billion war
spending
bill.
Right, yeah. But that's no excuse. That's no excuse for passing
it. Not at all.
And so the senators are, of course, applauding it, and the people aren't doing anything about it, which is the real problem here in this country. Now, it doesn't matter what happens in Star Wars land, but it matters what happens here, because if you just let your senators and your representatives do these things, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to find that the SS is at your door, or the American version of it, and it's going to be too late at that point. It's going to be too late for you to regain your liberties back without violence. I don't want to have to fight.
Nobody does.
Right.
But it's just getting ridiculous.
It is getting ridiculous, and if something isn't done as soon as possible, like taking action now, which is what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, trying to bring a message of freedom and liberty back to this country, I think we're part of this larger movement with, as far as a cultural movement with John Stossel, Penn and Teller, kind of a pop culture movement towards liberty. Now's the time. I mean, if you've thought about standing up for what you believe in, and what you believe in is freedom and liberty, and you've just kind of been quiet because you don't think the people around you agree with you, or you're afraid of how they're going to think about you, stop.
Now is most certainly the time to act.
Because we've got Emperor Palpatine sitting in the White House right now, basically.
And things aren't getting any better.
Definitely not. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mark in Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Guys,
how are you doing, Mark?
GCN, they should give you guys like a 24-hour show. And
we agree with you, Mark.
Well, I don't know if we could. I don't know if we have the stamina for 24 hours,
well,
Mark.
Okay, we could work out a reasonable compromise here. Give Alex Jones like a 3-hour period to throw up a little filibuster.
So we could take a little cat nap and come back on the air for another 21 hours.
Yeah. So basically, during your 24-hour show, we just hand over to Alex Jones like a 3-hour window for him to filibuster for a little bit. And
well, Mark, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing if you like the show. We used to be 3 hours a night. We're 2 hours right now. If you like the show, you should get in touch with the president over there at GCN and just let them know that you really appreciate that they have Free Talk Live on.
Yes, I will do. You guys have a great show and a lot of truth that comes out of your guys' show, that truth that is overlooked or dismissed or not understood by some of the other populist-oriented talk show hosts, who, as right as they are on a lot of issues, unfortunately, they do have that populist platform that I think...
All right, enough ego-stroking, Mark.
Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to talk about this war. This sort of war. It's not really war because they haven't declared a war, but it's called a war. That thing. I was thinking a lot about the comments that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Richard Myers, made a few weeks ago, in which he said that we're winning the war.
Okay, I want you to talk about this a little bit more. Hang on. Right. Are we winning the war? I don't think so. And I'm pretty sure Mark doesn't think so either. But what do you think? 800-259-9231. And what war are we winning if we're winning a war? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes. Whether it's a political issue or a personal problem, you just dial in and we'll take your calls. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
The Thursday night edition, as always, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. We got Mark on the line in Vegas. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you're going to tell us that one of George Bush's bureaucrats, top bureaucrats, said, made the claim that we were winning the war. Is that correct?
Yeah, and, you know, as somebody who, you know, does not identify myself with the government or with the emperor or with the fear, and I don't feel like I'm one with the emperor or one with the government. I'm no more the government than I am, you know, Microsoft Corporation. Actually, I can kind of understand what Richard Myers was saying, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Richard Myers. He got up and said that we're winning the war. Of course, you're not talking about we as in all of us, but we as in them. And they are winning the war.
What war?
Well, that's just it. They don't care how many people die.
Because it's not their sons and daughters.
So long as it's not them, it's not their sons and daughters. Just so long, they don't care how many Americans die, how many Iraqis die, just so long as they are able to maintain control and power over the oil in that region. Even if no oil ever gets pumped out of that region,
do you really,
just so long as nobody else can use this oil, they are I think any objective...
I don't understand the oil thing. Now, look, I am totally against the Iraq war. I am totally against any war that has anything to do with another country. We need to keep our military. If we're going to have a military, it needs to be kept here in the United States.
For defense.
I say get rid of the military.
I agree with you completely.
I was in the Marine Corps, too.
Yeah, I think that think we could get back to the Constitution, which specifies that all we need is the Navy.
Articles of Confederation. Let's go back to that. But what I'm saying is,
well,
their whole objective is simply to control that oil supply.
But I don't understand that. That's what I don't understand is for the billions of dollars that we have spent on this war, wouldn't it have been easier to just take a few of the billion and go buy the oil fields,
purchase them? That's just it. Their intention isn't so much to get oil pumped and flowing. It's to control the oil.
But they're not in control. I mean, those oil pipelines are being blown up left and right.
Yeah, and right. That fits in perfect with their agenda, just so long as nobody else can pump that oil.
I don't know if it's as much of an oil thing as it is just a total power issue. I mean, the oil is a side benefit for them, I think. It's just more of a, if we're over there, then we just get more appropriations. Like you said, Jason, they just passed the $82 billion package.
Yep.
It makes government bigger. Randall Foran said war is the health of the state. I think that's the real goal, not necessarily to control oil, but to control, period.
Yeah, I don't think they would care if all the oil in the region was burned up and destroyed. That'd still fit in with their objective.
Yeah, I don't think it matters if they want to control monkeys, oranges, or oil. It's the control that's the issue. It's the abuse of power that's the issue.
Now, where most people are so diseased when it comes to their thinking, they confuse themselves with the emperor. And so when the emperor comes and says, we're winning the war, they're like, wait, we're winning the war? And then they might actually have to struggle with that question. Is they're wondering, well, how are they winning the war? But see, they're not winning the war, and that's what these common
you can't really win a war.
It's very subjective.
It's the Bush administration. See, they are winning the war.
I see what you're saying. You're saying they're winning the war against the American
people. The war is going
people.
Exactly as planned. Okay,
right.
They couldn't, like I said, they couldn't care less how many guys died. So yeah, Bush is winning the war. It's just.
The war against our freedom.
What most people don't understand
is the war against our freedom that they're winning.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
What most people don't understand is that it's not us that are winning, but since they identify with the emperor, they can't reconcile.
Mark, good call, man. Thanks for making it. We'll talk to you again sometime. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I see where he's coming from on that.
And oh yeah,
I think the war is against the freedoms in America right now. That's the war.
Most certainly.
Because, first of all, the Iraq situation isn't even a war. It doesn't qualify as a war, because to actually qualify as a war, you have to have a declaration of war.
Right. It is a police action.
Right. It's the same thing as Vietnam. Vietnam
and
wasn't
Korea.
A war either.
And the first Gulf War.
Yeah. In fact, I was getting into some history with some ignorant socialists on the internet recently. And, actually, no, it might have been a fascist. Well, whatever. They were claiming that, well, what would you have done with Pearl Harbor? What would you have done when they attacked Pearl Harbor? Because I was coming out against war. And they, of course, assumed that I'm just going to sit there if people bomb our stuff. And I said, well, let's have a little history lesson here for a moment. Because, in case you didn't know, and they don't teach this in government high school, but first off, the Pearl Harbor bombing was totally... Roosevelt and his brass were totally aware of it.
Yes, they were.
They had cracked the Japanese code, weeks in advance, or at least days in advance. They'd gotten advance notice that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor, and they moved the ships together. Now, that's not to make them a smaller target, it's to make them an easier target. It's to make it easier for the Japanese to go and blow up as many ships and kill as many of our sailors as possible.
Just give us a reason. Give us a reason.
Right, to give the public the emotional drive that they needed to get behind the war effort.
It was the same situation in World War One with, I believe it was the Lusitania.
I think
was the
right
reason
that.
For World War
You've
One.
You've also got the Gulf of Tonkin in the case of Vietnam.
Yep.
I mean, there are so many cases, and I didn't even mention the fact that we sunk a Japanese submarine prior to them attacking us.
Right.
I didn't mention the fact that we were blockading Japan, meaning we were preventing food and supplies and trade from getting to that company. That's going to piss somebody off. That's going to piss a country off if
Absolutely.
You blockade them. So we were we were pushing their buttons, so to speak, to get into war. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330. Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Anything goes. Politics, personal stuff, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for you to get on the phones. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The fun is always happening there, 24 hours a day. We've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting there. Almost 500 people.
Yeah, it's great.
It is a lot of fun. The digital playground, as I like to call it, the freetalklive.com, BBS. So go check it out. Of course, it's totally free. We've been talking about war here in the past few moments of the show, and the Iraq war, and just wars in general, wars in the past. It was yesterday I read the article from General Smedley Butler from the 1930s that this general, Major General in the U.S. Marine Corps, had been in the military for over 30 years of his adult life. And after 30 years, he stopped and finally came to the conclusion, and he kind of always thought that this was the case throughout his being in the military, but I guess he'd never quite totally made the connections that he needed to. He finally came to the conclusion that he was nothing more than an armed thug.
And war is a racket.
Yeah, and war is a racket. That was the title of the article. Now look, this is not just Ian, the talk show host, saying war is a racket. This is a man who had 30-plus years of experience in the military saying it. Now, that's credible.
Absolutely.
If a man like that can make a statement about war in general, and specifically about the American military, then that should say something to some people out there. It should speak, hopefully it should speak to those of you who are of recruiting age.
Oh, yeah.
Those of you who are, I mean, not that we have a lot of listeners in that demographic, but there are those of you out there. Don't join the military. Please, do something with your life that's meaningful. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't positives to joining the military. I mean, I'm sure we could get military people calling in and say,
good. It gives you discipline. Straightens you out. It's good for kids. You troublemaking kids, you should be in the military. We need your help.
Now, there's no doubt that the military imparts some benefits to some people.
Sure.
But there's also no reason to think that the free market wouldn't be able to impart those things. I know one thing's for sure. When I got my first job at age 16, I became, within a matter of weeks, much more of a responsible person than I had ever been in my entire life. A much more mature teenager. Still a teenager. Still has trappings of a teenager. But I wasn't like those of my friends who were just not doing anything, who were just killing time on the weekends. I was actually out earning a living, or putting money away into savings and doing mature things. This is what the market gives to people. If you're going to join a business, if you go and work for somebody, and you're going to act like you did in high school or in middle school, you're not going to get very far. And if you don't change your demeanor, you're going to get fired. And eventually you'll learn your lesson and shape up. So
eventually.
I think that those same lessons can be imparted by the free market to suggest that the military is the only organization that can ensure that you get discipline. I don't believe it. Don't believe it for a second.
Well, the military isn't solely in place just to give punk kids discipline.
No, that's certainly not the primary reason, but that's usually one of those things that the military supporters bring up. And according to the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, I believe? Yeah, Article 1, Section 8. We're not even supposed to have an army for more than 2 years at a time. You're only supposed to raise it during wartime and then get rid of it after 2 years at max. More Free Talk Live on the way. Hour number two is coming up. Take control of the show.
If you're talking...